Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Manappuram Finance Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Abhijit Tibrewal with Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the conference call to discuss the Q4 FY24 results of Manappuram Finance. We have the senior management team of Manappuram Finance with us today, represented by Mr. VP Nandakumar, MD and CEO, Dr. Sumitha Nandan, Executive Director, Ms. Bindu A.L., the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. B.N. Raveendra Babu, MD Asirvad Finance, Mr. Rajesh Namboodiripad, CFO Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Basavaraj Shetty, Senior VP and Head IR, Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Kamal Parmar, who's heading the Vehicle and Equipment Finance business, Mr. Suveen P.S., CEO of Manappuram Home Finance, and Mr. Robin Karuvely, CFO Manappuram Home Finance. With this opening remarks, I hand over the call to Mr. VP Nandakumar for his opening remarks, post which we will kind of start with the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome you all to the conference call for the fourth quarter FY24 financials. India continues to maintain growth momentum despite global uncertainties and has just entered the 5 trillion market capitalization club. Inclusion in global bond index.
More than 20 parties in the conference.
Imparts stability to forex and bond markets. Country's strong economic performance is a huge confidence booster for all business establishments, and it is against this backdrop that I present our Q4 financial results. As India is poised to reap a huge demographic dividend until 2050, NBFCs have a great opportunity to continue tapping this segment and expand their credit portfolio. This will be supplemented by the opportunities provided by increased formalization and urbanization. In this quarter, we achieved good growth in both AUM and profit, which is symptomatic of the strong traction achieved by us in the last-mile credit delivery. I am happy to share that we have recorded a net profit of 564 crore, which is an improvement of 35.7% year-on-year, driven by profitability in gold loans and microfinance. Gold loan AUM stands at 21,500 crore, an improvement of 8.9% over the year-ago quarter and 3.6% sequentially, while standalone AUM of the entity at 28,679 crore grew by 17.4% year-on-year. The consolidated AUM is 42,070 crore, recording an increase of 18.7% over the year-ago quarter. Asset quality in the standalone book has been contained below 2%, while we posted an ROA of 4.9% for the quarter, which is an improvement of 60 basis points year-on-year. We are also pursuing a strategy of diversifying our funding mix by reducing dependence on bank borrowings and opted for dollar bonds with this objective. At Manappuram, we take utmost care to comply with all the RBI guidelines. As for the reason one, with respect to the 20,000 cash limit in dispersal, it is applicable to all NBFCs. We are the pioneers in online gold loans and digital mode of disbursement is hassle-free and saves a lot of time. We have the infrastructure and the same is implemented from 8 May 2024. The company's microfinance subsidiary, Ashirwad, has posted an AUM of 11,881 crore, showing a growth of 18% year on year and a profit of 458 crore, which marks a growth of 105% over the previous financial year. The share of microfinance in the overall profit pie is set to go up further in the days to come. Like in the previous quarters, we continue to post maximum growth in the vehicle finance business, recording 69% increase year on year with an AUM of 4,111 crores, followed by home loans with an AUM of 1,510 crores, registering 37.8% increase over the corresponding quarter in FY23. We are keeping a close watch over the affordable housing segment where we see lot of potential. The share of non-gold business now stands at 49% of the total assets under management. And this is very much in line with our diversification strategy. The upcoming full union budget is expected to spell out further measures to propel these sectors forward. We are confident of achieving both top line and bottom line growth as we continue to maintain comfortable liquidity. For more comprehensive review of our financial performance, I hand over the floor to our CFO, Mrs. Bindu.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for the discussion of our Q4 results. As you are aware, Ashirwad Microfinance filed its DRHP on October 5th, 2023. We request our participants to restrict their questions on Ashirwad to the published numbers. Now coming to the operational overview, our consolidated AUM for Q4 FY24 was ₹42,070 crore, representing 4.2% sequential growth and 18.7% YOY growth. Consolidated profit after tax was ₹563 crore, which was slightly down Q-on-Q and up by 35.7% YOY. Consolidated profit after tax for the year was ₹2,197 crores, which was up by 46.5% YOY. ROE on a consolidated basis was 20% and ROA was 4.9%. Our leverage is currently only 2.9 times. GNPA at 1.93% versus 1.99% during the previous quarter. With regard to liquidity, cash and cash equivalents, ₹3,181 crores and undrawn bank lines of ₹6,000 crores as on 31st March 2024. Our CP exposure is 4% in the standalone entity. The borrowing cost has gone up by 16 basis points in Q4 FY24. Talking about the gold loan business, which is 51.1% of consolidated AUM, the AUM stands at ₹21,500 crores, up by 3.6% Q on Q and up by 8.9% YOY. During the quarter, we were able to add 4.13 lakh new customers. Our average LTV at 58%, which is well below the peer group. The online book accounts for 57% of the total gold loan book. Standalone PAT was rupees 428 crore, which is up by 2.6% if we adjust for the dividend of rupees 15 crore from the subsidiary in Q3 FY24. Our standalone PAT for the year was rupees 1,658 crore, up by 30.9% YOY. Coming to Ashirvad Microfinance, the AUM stands at rupees 11,881 crore, including the gold loan of rupees 890 crore, which is up by 3% Q-on-Q and 18% YOY. PAT for the quarter, rupees 102 crore versus 127 crore, and for the year, rupees 458 crore compared to rupees 223 crore in FY23. Net NPA stands at 1.71% with a CRAR of 22.79%. Vehicle finance business, we have reported an AUM of rupees 4,111 crore, which is up by 14.3% Q-on-Q and up by 69.1% YOY. Our GNPA at 2.9% as on 31st March 2024. The home loan business had a total book of rupees 1,510 crore, which is up by 6.7% Q-on-Q and up by 37.8% YOY. It operates from 65 branches and reported a profit of rupees 7.1 crore during this quarter. Collection efficiency for the quarter was 98% and GNPA at 2.4%. Loans to MSME and Allied was rupees 2,908 crore with a disbursement of rupees 310 crore. Collection efficiency is at 100% and GNPA of 1.7% versus 1.5%. On lending to NBFCs, the book stands at rupees 989 crore with a disbursal of 130 crore with an ROA of 5% for this business. The board has declared an interim dividend of rupees 1 for this quarter. Our capital position is strong at 30.6% CRAR and the consolidated net worth at rupees 11,548 crore and the book value of rupees 136. Thank you. Now we can go for the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star and 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while we poll for questions. Our first question is from the line of Shubhranshu Mishra with Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Two or three questions. Given the fact that we have moved from the cash disbursement totally and we are doing mostly disbursement via RTGS or NEFT, now this data becomes available to the banks as well through whom we are doing the disbursement. So we are opening up those customer profiles to the banks as well. So do we think that there could be some attrition because of this? This is one. Second is when we look at the non-online gold customers, the ticket size is fairly increasing. It's only the online gold customers who are basically repeat customers where we are seeing the ticket size increase. But if we split that and we look at the average ticket size of non-online gold customers, the ticket size is hovering at 141,000 rupee ballpark. So these are my two questions. There are a couple of data questions which I'll come back after these answers. Thanks.
So your questions were all about cash disbursals of stopping cash disbursals of 20,000 and above. So we are fully compliant about that, about it from the 8th of this month. And we are disbursing loans of 20,000 above only into the bank account or through online gold loan model. We don't see any business impact because of that, because most of the customers have their bank accounts now, and then account or mini accounts. And 80% of the customers are regular. We have intimated them for coming for availing the loan, they should bring their bank account. And they are complying with that. So after that, we have seen an increase in the online gold loan. Now it stands at 63%.
Yeah,
it is increasing daily.
When does that? Will we not open up this data to the banks? Can we see customer attrition because the banks will be able to see these transactions?
We have been offering this online gold loan for a long time, and we don't see the customer poaching by the banks, because there is a high degree of customer loyalty. And what is most important here after that, do we see growth? We see a reasonably good growth even after implementation of this scheme.
Second question, sir, on the non-online gold average ticket size.
Non-online gold loan are below 20,000. So such customers, we can disperse cash.
What I meant is that the ticket size is not increasing over the last couple of quarters. It was at around 41,000. So what is the reason for that?
The ticket size, here the customers borrow money if they are confident of repayment. The life of the loan remains around 100 days. It means the customers have in mind while taking a loan that they are to repay the loan within a period of maximum of 100 days. So with the increase in price, we can't expect a growth in the ticket size. So gradually it is increasing. Every year we see an increase in ticket size by around 10,000-15,000 rupees, every ticket size. But that will continue.
And towards the data points, one is what is the accrued interest as of a fourth quarter and a last quarter gone by? And what is the AUM split of less than 1 lakh, 1 to 5 lakh and more than 5 lakh?
Interest accrued 5.3% as on 31st March. And on the AUM?
Ticket on the ticket says up to 1 lakh 44%. And up to 3 lakh, up to 1,44,000, and 1 to 3 lakh 33%, balance above 3 lakh 22%.
What was the accrued interest last quarter?
It was 4.5, around 4.5.
And ma'am, auctions this quarter?
76 crore.
Sure. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rajiv Mehta with Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Congrats on good quarter. Sir, firstly, on this impact on restrictions and cash disbursements, while you spoke about not seeing any long-term business impact, but since when the restriction has come, what has been the impact on our daily disbursement run rate? How much our daily disbursement run rate has fallen by? And in the longer term, wouldn't we see any structural customer loss, customers going back to informal players, if some of the customers are not willing to share the bank details?
So, we incidentally we see that the growth improving after the introduction of these changes. The reason could be, we assume that the reason could be many other players in the NBFC industry may not be, particularly the small ones, may not be ready with this online gold loan, etc., etc. Whereas during the last 5 years, we have made that very robust. And around 60% of the customers, even before that, have become this online gold loan customers. So, maybe because of that, after the introduction of this thing, the growth has only improved. And long term, I don't see any challenge because of that, because this is applicable to all the regulated entities. So, we don't lose any level playing field out of that. Yeah, so we don't expect any negative fallout because of the implementation of the new regulation with regard to cash disbursement.
Got it. And now, sir, the impact of higher gold price. So gold prices in the background have gone up significantly. So how do you see this benefiting our growth in the next 2 quarters? See, if you look at our LTV have fallen to 58%. So if you can tell us your expectation, where would the LTV settle in the next 1-2 quarters? Would it go back to 65, 63 because of customers availing, the benefit of higher gold prices? Can you comment on the positive effect of higher gold prices in your growth?
So I consider that to be more or less benign. Maybe a slight growth will be there because, as I mentioned earlier, the customer who pledges has always a thought about his cash flow. The average life, as I mentioned, remains around 100 days. In spite of the gold price going up, going down, this remains like that. So they will not simply avail because of the gold price has gone up. Because the customer, normally a customer comes with multiple number of ornaments. Yeah, if he want to avail, yes, he has the family has the ladies have got 10 bangles or 8 bangles. If they want the smaller amount, they come with one bangle. More amount, they come with 2 bangles, like that, or some other small ornaments. When the gold price goes up, they bring lesser quantity of gold. They don't simply avail more amount simply because of that. That is why when the gold price goes up, the average LTV goes down. So, but around 10% of the customers avail the full duration of 1 year. For them, sometimes for renewal, that also for around 5-6%. Temporarily, they may take the advantage of higher LTV because of the gold price, growth in the gold price. So the impact is very minimal.
Okay. And just one last question on the employee expenses. Sir, in the standalone financials, your employee expenses has been trending flat over the last 4-5 quarters, while we see strong growth being reported in the non-gold business side. So can you explain this? Has there been reduction in employee count? And if yes, in which business, the employee count is going down? And how should we look at employee number growing from here on and the employee cost growth in FY25?
Why it is increasing in the non-gold business? See, non-gold business is collocated with the gold loan business, whereas the opportunity whereas the opportunities are there to extend this across all the gold loan branches. We have extended non-gold business to the extent of around 20% only. So our expansion of distribution through these gold loan branches, these non-gold products, the scope of that is very high. But we are taking a considered step in expanding that, understanding the asset quality, etc., in these places, etc., for other players. Accordingly, we are expanding the non-gold business across gold loan branches. So that is the reason why the headcount is increasing in non-gold business. In gold loan business, there had been some rationalization wherever we have seen the number of employees higher, etc. So it is because of that employee rationalization there, because more and more online gold loan is coming. The requirement of cash, cash requirement is there, we have to post employees for regularly going to bank, etc., etc. So those numbers, etc., have come down. So I can say it is because of the rationalization in gold loan branches. The employee count in gold loan segment has come down. Non-gold, we are slowly expanding our footprints.
Got it, sir. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shripal Doshi with Aquarius. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my question is pertaining to one of the key players in the landscape being impacted by the regulator's action. Can you quantify the benefit to us in terms of customer addition and tonnage? Because optically it seems like there has not been any significant benefit on both these fronts.
See, one of the players, their business is impacted, we are not much benefited out of that. But we are getting a reasonably good growth even before they were impacted, and that continues. So we expect a robust growth in gold loan also in the coming quarters.
Okay. The second question was if you could give us some color on the online customer split with respect to
the online customers. The profile is the same. Profile is the same because see the advantage of gold loan is, They have to come only once in the branch. Then they can transact this account more or less like an overdraft facility. If they have some amount, they can remit to that. And whenever they require money, they can take it back from anywhere in the world, 24 hours. So on seeing this facility, for example, 10,000 rupees gold loan. So somebody takes 10,000 rupees, then after 20 days he can remit 2,000 rupees. Thereafter he can, whenever he has the requirement, he can avail whatever is the gap there as per the LTV on that day. So this advantage is there. Because of this advantage, more and more people are using that. It is not because the profile of the customer is changing, etc. It is because of the advantage for the product. So we have introduced another scheme. If some customer is unable to come to the branch because of any reason, whereas he also is in need of money, we deliver that service at their doorsteps. We go there, do all the KYC process, all the processes with regard to onboarding. Then the disbursals are done online. All these are done, so it has become a very attractive product. So the popularity is increasing, and that is working seamless as far as we are concerned.
Got it. Sir, but my question was, if, like, how we gave the split for below 1 lakh, 1 to 3 lakh, and above 3 lakh for the overall gold loan book, could we provide the same for this online gold loan book?
Yeah. It is irrespective of the amount. Whatever is the amount, even for 10,000 rupees, many customers are availing, even though the cash disbursals are possible. Because it is like, for them, it is like a credit card. Only when they avail, which can be done from anywhere, even for merchandise, it's very convenient. So the amount, or whichever amount, whatever amount they want, that's not material here.
Okay. I'll take that number maybe offline. So the last question on the MFI front. If what is the PAR zero for this particular business that we are seeing over the last two three quarters been trending? The PAR zero number for the MFI business. And just one more observation here, the credit cost continues to be elevated here, even the GNPAs are elevated. So could you just throw some light on this?
Yeah, we have some problems in some states like Punjab, Rajasthan, etc. So where we have reinforced the collection machinery, we have strengthened the collection machinery, and we hope the collections will improve going forward.
Okay. So the PAR number are elevated because of these two states particularly, or across states for our MFI exposure?
PAR number is slightly elevated. That's why there was some impact in the profitability. But we have strengthened the collection machinery, and it started working, and hopefully going forward it will improve.
Got it. Sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, and good luck for the next one.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Chheda with Guardian Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I just want to continue on the asset quality point. Even if I see the MSME segment, the GNPAs have risen from around 1.5% in last year to around 2.8%, despite more than a 50% AUM increase. And you mentioned that most of it is looking like it is coming from a digital PL. First of all, could you just help us quantify what the GNPAs are there in the digital personal loan segment? Secondly, is there any strategy? Change in strategy that you're looking at, given that this segment is looking, fairly volatile, and with a yield of around 26% in the unsecured PL, is the segment currently profitable?
See, the unsecured PL, digital personal loan, the dispersals have been brought down by tightening the underwriting process there. So the disbursements are low. It is coming from the old accounts. In MSME, there was some delay in collection on account of these elections happening, etc. Last quarter.
Yeah, it was 1.5, increased to 1.7.
Yeah, but.
And if you see the digital personal loan in the overall ratio mix, it has come down to 9% because of the higher delinquency. We have tightened the underwriting, so the proportion also come down in the digital piece.
So if I just do include that 9% in the base and take that 1.1% the differential GNPA, your digital personal loan GNPA is around 12%. Is the math around looks fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
The digital personal loan AUM.
It is only very small only. In the total AUM, it is only 1% of the book. In the standalone book. In the console book, it is 0.7%.
All right.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bunty Chawla with IDBI. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. My questions has been answered. Just 2 points. One, AUM growth, last time you said around 15 to 20% for the full year. So you have achieved around 18.7% on a consolidated basis. What will be the for FY25 basis split between AUM for gold loan and for the overall?
What we have been talking about is the CAGR of 20% and the ROE of 20%. We delivered at around nearly 19%. Yes? And 20% console ROE. So we hope that to continue. So the share of, it appears now, the share of gold loan will improve.
So overall, in overall basis, you are saying gold loan percentage will improve.
It appears like that. That is the trend we see. And we stand by the similar our. We expect a CAGR of 20% this year and an ROE of 20%.
And sir, secondly, we have seen on a standalone basis, there has been an increase in the cost of borrowing. How one should see now for the FY25 and similarly the margins?
Yeah, so after this risk weight increase, every rollover, we are seeing an increase in the cost of borrowing. So that trend is the last quarter also we have seen increase. And to have diversification and more liability profile, better liability profile, we did the dollar bond also, which is also coming at a slightly higher cost. So there will be an increase in the cost of borrowing, but at the same time, it is going on gold loan at 22% yield, and that is the reason it will not impact the profitability.
Okay. So can we say the margin should sustain at this level for next year as well, though cost of borrowing might inch up?
There could be a slight dip net interest margin, but it will be overcome by this profitability will be maintained because of better growth we expect to overcome a slight shrinkage in the net interest margin.
So, specifically for gold loan AUM growth, what is the guidance for the next years?
I'm sorry, Bunty, to interrupt you. We have lost the line of the management. Please stay connected while I join the management.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line connected with us. Bunty, if you could please ask your question once again.
Yeah, sir, lastly, as you said, there could be an inch up in the gold loan. So any specific guidance for the gold loan AUM growth? Are we revising it?
I used to answer like this. A marginal decline in NIM can be expected, but we expect that to be compensated with a better growth. So our objective of reporting ROE of 20% will not be affected with this. We are hopeful of maintaining the same ROE during the current year also.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhaval from Mumbai DSP. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just one question on growth, sir. I think I missed your conversation on growth expectation for next year. Did you mention that next year you expect gold loan growth to be higher than overall loan growth and overall growth is 20% guidance? Is that what I heard, sir? I just want to reconfirm that.
So, this is a follow-up question of the previous questionnaire, right? Because the audibility is little weak. Is it the same?
Sir, is my voice clear now, sir?
See, I have said there is a slight shrinkage, marginal shrinkage as far as NIM is concerned. But that is not a cause of concern for us because we expect that will be compensated with a better growth. So we are expecting to report an ROE of 20% next year also. This year also.
Okay, sir. So basically, growth will be higher than 20% in gold loan. Is that what you're trying to explain,
sir? See, judging from the current trend, we expect a robust growth in gold loan. We expect that could be better than last year. Then other segments are also expected to grow healthy.
Okay. And sir, just one last thing in terms of credit cost for the MFI business and overall on a consolidated basis, could you give some perspective of credit cost that you expect in the MFI business since for FI?
So the collection machinery has been strengthened, and we see an improvement in collection week on week. So we expect the credit cost going down in the coming quarters.
From 4Q level or from clear basis?
So it is going down already. It is improving on a regular basis.
Okay. Thanks, all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Kotari with Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, and thank you, sir. So my first question, given this change below 20,000, no more cash disbursement, any change in behaviors from customers? I mean, there was a talk in between that they might shift back to money lenders. Anything that you can highlight?
So, see, the PC, the growth is not affected. In fact, the growth has only improved. We believe that it is because some of the players in the NBFC space is not equipped with that. So there is it takes time for them to have a system, a robust system. Whereas we have that, so actually that is benefiting us. We don't see the new customers or total loan disbursements coming down. So it has only improved.
Correct. And sir, how much does the turnaround time change now from earlier?
See, that even before this, 60% of our loan disbursements were through online gold loan. So it is improving regularly. And we don't see much increase in the catch.
Correct. So on the gold again, have we breached that option surplus which we wanted to come below, and have we applied for?
Yeah. So it has gone up to 48 crores. This was the accrual over the last 15 years. So we have employed many other measures, including different agencies, etc., for repayment, and that is bearing result. It has been brought down now to around 14 crores from 48 crores, and we have intimated to the RBI about that. And we hope that we'll get the branch opening permission with this. We continue our efforts, and we are able to reduce by around 2 crores every quarter.
Correct. Fair enough. And so my last question on MFI. Can you highlight what are these issues that we are seeing in, say, Punjab and Rajasthan, which is hurting our profitability? And I believe this is also affecting our growth, because at the beginning of the year we had expected much faster growth, which has not come in. So is this specific to Punjab and Rajasthan, or is this something?
Yeah, Punjab, Rajasthan and Gujarat. And so you will see a considerable improvement in the business in the coming quarters, as well as improvement in the collection efficiency. We are seeing that now.
Sure. Thank you, and all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rohit Shah with Ladder Up Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I think all my questions have been answered before. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav from Capital Farming Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. First is on in terms of our capital allocation strategy, like in Manappuram Finance, that is our parent entity. Now, since we are in a way bringing the IPO of Ashirvad Microfinance, so capital requirement of Ashirvad Microfinance will be funded through the money that will be raised by the IPO and whatever ways and means that Ashirvad will require the money for. So now, considering in Manappuram Finance, on a quarterly basis, we will be earning somewhere around on a PAT 400 to 425 CR, which has been trend for the last 3-4 quarters. That translates into somewhere around 1600 to 1700 crore rupees annually, right? And our capital adequacy currently approximately 30-31%. So to improve our return on equity, what would be the capital allocation strategy of management? Is it in terms of giving more money back to shareholders, doing buybacks, because growth, I don't think so, that we are targeting somewhere around 20-25% annual growth in the standalone Manappuram Finance. That is the first question on the capital allocation strategy. Second thing, looking at the shareholding pattern of Ashirvad Microfinance, which has been disclosed via the papers which has been filed with the SEBI, it has been noticed that the promoters of Manappuram Finance got an opportunity to get shares in Ashirvad Microfinance in their own names, along with the names of the Manappuram Finance. So isn't this a misgovernance in terms of corporate governance practices? that while the retail shareholders or the institutional shareholders haven't got any opportunity to participate in having shares of Ashirvad Microfinance, whereas the existing promoter of Mannapuram Finance got an opportunity to get shares at a dirt cheap price in Ashirvad Microfinance, which will get valued at a much more higher price when the company gets listed. These are my two questions for which I would expect an answer from the management. Thanks.
So, the capital allocation strategy policy is skewed in favor of secured lending. So for us, the only unsecured lending is microfinance. So for unsecured lending, our total capital allocation plan is around 10%. So we have done that. And the company has a capital adequacy of around 24% now. See, then we are preparing ourselves for the IPO. And with that IPO, the company will be able to carry out its operations as well as achieve the target of its growth plans in the coming years. The parent company will launch. The second thing is the promoters of Mannapuram Finance is not participating in any pre-IPO capital investment. So promoters of Mannapuram parent company is not participating in that. So the regarding institutional investors, the decisions will be taken at the appropriate time.
Sorry, sir, but I think the shareholding pattern which has been disclosed as part of the draft prospectus, in that it is clearly visible that at the time when Mannapuram Finance acquired the shares of Ashirvad Microfinance in various rounds, at that point of a time, the promoters of Mannapuram Finance also acquired the shares of Ashirvad Microfinance. I'm not saying right now in the pre-IPO round, but in the erstwhile rounds, when Mannapuram Finance was acquiring the shares of Ashirvad, parallelly, promoters of Mannapuram also acquired the shares of Ashirvad. That was the question. And in terms of the capital allocation, I was talking about at the parent level. Because at parent level, you will be getting a lot of positive cash flows, I would say, in terms of profitability at the Mannapuram level. At that point of time, how you are planning to invest that money judicially so that the return on equity is improved, which is hovering somewhere around 15% to 16% now. Any plan to take it to 20% or more than 20% kind of a level? Those were specifically many questions.
See, the promoters of Mannapuram Finance parent company has acquired out of the shares abdicated by the original shareholders, the rights issue. So they don't want to subscribe, that they didn't have the money. So the, whatever is the shortfall in the at the time of this rights issue, a portion has been acquired by Mannapuram promoters. The second thing about higher capital adequacy, and as you see, as the shortage of effectively using the capital with a good leverage, etc. So what is most important for the shareholder is a good ROE, reasonably a good ROE. 20% ROE on a sustainable basis, it is not a good ROE. Then how to use the capital? We are expanding to non-gold secured lending also, MSME, etc., and vehicle, etc. As I said, these businesses are co-located with gold loan business. where we have daily, we have around 40,000 customers visiting our office, 40 to 50,000 customers visiting our office. So distributing these loan products also is relatively an advantage for us, as our branches are visited by a large number of customers. And because of their needs only, we have expanded these businesses laterally. So now, as of now, our 20% of the gold loan branches are only utilized for the distribution of these non-gold secured products, secured gold loan, secured non-gold products. So we are expanding our footprints to other branches also slowly. So we hope we will be able to improve upon the capital utilization going forward. And we are at the same time, as you said, we are giving back also by improving the dividend quarter on quarter.
Sure, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take our next question from the line of Jigar Jani with B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Just one data question. In the vehicle finance business, what would be your collection efficiency?
The GNPA there is around 2.9%. We'll be able to maintain that below 3% going forward also.
Okay, sir. And for the quarter,
the collection efficiency, including arrears, is 100+%. And for us, we have given a lot of emphasis for CRM, and around 77% of these are collected through the presentation of NASH of checks, and balance 23% only we need to employ the field force for collection. We have strengthened that also. Now, so we hope we can improve upon the asset quality. That's what we are trying to do. Even now, if we look at our asset quality, is better than the market in vehicle finance.
Your other income in the quarter was significantly lower. Any one-off or reversal, anything captured in that other income line?
Can you repeat it?
We couldn't hear
that. Am I audible now? Hello? Hello.
Yeah, we could. We are not.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm saying the other income in the quarter was significantly lower, almost 24 million. If you look at Q3 of, it was about 176 million, and even last year it was 230 million. The one-offs captured in this other line on the consolidated numbers.
Yeah. So the bad debts recovered is what we have included in that. So depending on the write-off, immediate quarters, we will get a higher amount of collection. That is what we are seeing.
Okay. And lastly, just circling back to the credit cost on a consolidated basis, any guidance on that front?
For this quarter, on account of higher credit cost from microfinance business, it's almost 1.8%. But once we improve the collections, because the majority of the credit cost is coming from microfinance only. In the standalone, it is only 28 crore, including standard assets provision. So once we improve the microfinance collection, this will come down. Earlier, we were talking about 1 to 1.5% is credit cost. So once we improve the collection efficiency, this will be in similar range.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering the questions. And best of luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached to the end of the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks. Please go ahead.
So, thank you all the participants for your further queries or any clarifications in our statement. So we are always available. We welcome you for any queries in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you. The conference of Manappuram Finance has now concluded. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.